my one-page grid system that will help you to start and scale your business from scratch. Hello everyone, welcome back to the another episode of The Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers, and this is your host Rishabh Jain. I am a digital marketing consultant and sales funnel expert, and I am on the mission to help 100,000 people to create an impact in the world with the help of their businesses. So, I am also the founder of Impact Business Club, and I am the creator of One Page Grid System. So let's just begin. In today's episode, I am going to show you and going to tell you exactly what this One Page Grid System is. So this is the nine step system that I have created, and these are the nine steps that you need to take to start your business from scratch and scale it to multi-million. Yes, this is the process that I have figured out, and let me tell you how I actually created this system, and what that epiphany for me. This system, I have created this system after investing a lot of my time and a lot of my money as well, because I have literally learned from the top business experts in the world, the people who are running multi-million dollar companies. I have observed them. I have observed their businesses, how they are doing it. I have joined their paid programs, and after going through all these processes, and after reading so many books, and not only just reading books, but by actually seeing the things happening in the life of so many top businesses, I have figured out this nine step process, which is like I am also following in my own life. I'm working on it. I have implemented few steps, and still few steps are need to be implemented. So I'm just going to reveal this system to you, and it will definitely help you to start whatever you are doing. If you are planning to start your own business, and I know that you want to start your online business, because this is the podcast where we do the side hustle, and we are like want to create an impact in the world with the help of business, right? So this is my mission. This is the mission of you. I think you also want to create an impact with the help of your business. You want to live the life of freedom so that you can contribute and do whatever you want to do. You want to have the control of your life. So having a business is one of the greatest way to do this, because success, if you have a successful business, then and if you have the proper systems in place, if you have like delegated the things in a proper way, then you will have a lot of freedom to do whatever you want to do, and at the same time you can contribute to the world. You can spend more time with the family, because your business is actually fueling everything. It is giving power to all the things, because ultimately you need money to do so many things in your life, and your business is the thing that is giving you that money that you want, and at the same time it is also giving you an opportunity to serve the people across the world with the help of your products and services. So isn't it amazing to have our own business? And for that, I am going to show you this system. So let's just begin. I've already like talked so much about business and all the things, and I think that you now aware about this thing, that how I actually got to know, I have like created this system, and how important it is to have an online business, have a business, a successful running business, how it can change your life, how it can help you, how it can help you to live your dream life. So let's just start with the 9-step process that I have created. The first step is choose the target market. So this is the first step. You have to choose the target market. What is your target market that you want to serve, right? So in a broad category, there are three markets: health, wealth, and relationships, right? These are the three core markets, and you have to go deep into these three markets. You have to choose the broad one, and then you have to go deep into that, and you have to pick one market that you want to serve. This is very important. When you know, when you have the clarity about it, it will help you to do a lot of stuff. Okay, so this is the first step. Now the second step is choose the result that you can bring for them. So you have your target market, you know who are those people that you want to serve. Okay, now the second step is you have to come out with the result that you want to deliver. Okay, so we are not in the business of selling, we are in the business of solving problems. So ultimately in any business, what we are doing, we are solving problems, and this is what you have to figure it out, that what is that problem that you are going to solve. And if you know that what is that problem, then in that case, if you know that what is the problem that you are going to solve and how you can how exactly you are going to do that, if you have this clarity, then believe me, nothing can stop you. No one can stop you, because you know your market and you know that what is the problem that you are going to solve for them. And people want solutions of their problem, and you have the solution. So this is a very, very important step. You have to give a lot of time to figure it out, that how and what you are going to do, how you are going to deliver the result. Okay, so this is the second step. Now the third step is create your value ladder. Yes, this is the concept of value ladder I learned from my mentor Russell Brunson, and I think this is an amazing concept, the value ladder, which means that you should have the categories of product, and as you go up into your value ladder, you are actually adding more value into the life of your customers by serving them at the higher level. So basically, at the lowest level of value ladder, you are giving bad value, but you are doing it in a limited way, right? You are going to do it in a limited way, and as they move up on your value ladder, you are going to give your personal time, you are going to give them something which is like done for you, done for them. You have already done the work, and they only need to implement. So at the highest level, you are providing them more value, making their life more easy by giving them done for you things, by personally guiding them through mastermind calls, through consultation, and all these stuff, right? So this is very important, that you should have a proper value ladder so that you can move up your customers, and as they move up on the value ladder, they are going to get more value, and they need to pay more, and you can charge more at the higher levels. Okay, so in this way, you can have the people who have a very low budget. They can start with your a lower level of product, and then slowly they will move up to the highest level by paying more and more and getting more and more value. Okay, so this is very important. Now fourth step is create your offer for each level. So at each level, you have to create a separate offer. Okay, a offer which is irresistible, which is like a offer which they cannot refuse. Okay, so you have to create at each step of your value ladder, just imagine that there is a ladder and there are 3-4 steps, and in those 3-4 steps you have different products, and each product, as you are moving up, the price of the product is increasing, the value that you are going to provide at each level is increasing, and now you have to create an offer. You have to pitch these offers to people, and for that you need an offer. So an offer is a very, very important piece of the puzzle of any business, whether it's an onliner or an offline business. If your offer is attractive, the people are gonna buy. So it's very important that you should have a irresistible offer, and for that you need to spend some time to think that what are those things that people need, and what are those things that you can provide them so that it will make their life easy, so that they can get results fast. And when you figure out all these stuff, then you need to create your offer accordingly. Just provide all those things that they need and that can make their life easy, and if you can do that, trust me, they will gonna buy, and you are gonna make a lot of money, and at the same time you are gonna get a lot of new customers for your business. Okay, so this is the fourth step. Now let's come to the fifth step. The fifth step is design your sales funnel. So now you know your target market, you know what are the results that you are going to bring for them and how you are going to bring these results. Then you know that you have your value ladder, that means that you have 3-4 different products that you can offer to your potential customers, to your dream customers. The fourth step is you have your offer ready. So for each and every product, you know that what you are going to offer. So your offers are ready. Now the fifth step is you should have a sales funnel. Yes, you need a place where you are going to sell it. And what's better than a sales funnel? A sales funnel is a step-by-step process that people are going to follow when they come to buy your product. Okay, your sales funnel is gonna guide them. It's like an online salesman that you have hired, and this salesman is going to walk them with your entire business and showcasing them all the products. It will showcase. Okay, so yes, so showcase, right? This is the right pronunciation. So there is a tongue slip. So this sales funnel is going to showcase your entire product, that what are those products that they can buy and how it is going to solve their problem, how it is relevant to them. So your sales funnel is going to guide them and going to sell your products to them. So you should have a sales funnel. So sales funnel is basically an online it's a form of website, but each and every page is dedicated to one action only, instead of a website where you have multiple options to click. Sales funnel, each and every page is dedicated to one action only. So you will create this sales funnel, and there are so many tools that you can use to create sales funnel, like system.io, ClickFunnels, or even your own WordPress website. Okay, so this is the fifth step. Now when you have your sales funnel ready, where you are ready to sell your product with your all upsells, downsells, and everything, then there comes the next step, the sixth step, which is create your dream 100 list. So this is also one of the very important concept of dream 100 that I learned from Russell. So if you want to learn about my business and marketing, you should follow Russell if you are not following him, because Russell Brunson is the king when it comes to like learning marketing and business. He shares so many amazing stuff that can literally blow your mind. So just go follow him. This is the concept that I learned from Russell, and you have to create your dream 100 list. So dream 100 is a very, very important concept that will use to get your traffic. So you need to you need to have all those people that you think that could be your potential customers or that you want to serve with your business. So list down all those people your that are dream customers, and just make a list. It's very important. When you know you when you have the list ready, just go to social media and follow them, subscribe their newsletters, and start engaging with their content. Buy their books, write them emails, okay? Just try to make connection with them, with these people, okay? This is the sixth step. Now, the seventh step is you have to frame a story, okay? You have to frame a story around your entire offer and your business, okay? That why you have started this business, what is your motive, what you want to do, what is your mission and how you want to serve people. Okay, you should have this story, and you should also include your struggle, that how how you were struggling, what were your struggles and how you come up with this idea. So you should you should know exactly that why you are doing what you are doing. Okay, you should know it, and you should share it with the world. So you should frame your story about your business, about your products, okay? And when you have this story and ready, when you have this story ready, just go out on the internet and start throwing the hooks to the people with the headlines, with your content. And when they come to you, just tell them the story. Tell them this story that how you came up with the idea, what is your business is all about, what you want to achieve, what is your mission, what are the results that you can bring for the people. Okay, so just start sharing these stories. And when you do that, when you start sharing your struggle story, people will relate with them, because people love to hear stories. Okay, so this is the seventh step. You need to create the story, and then you need to create some hooks that you can throw to the people and grab their attention, so that you can tell your story. Because when you tell your story, you will build the trust, you will build the connection, and then you can sell. Only then you can sell. So it's very, very important. Now the eighth step is you have to engage with the people by telling your story and then making them offer. Okay, so now in the last step, we have framed a story, we have started throwing the hooks. In this step, you will tell the story and you will make your offers. Okay, you will tell the story, people feel connected, and when you have the proper connection, when you have that trust with them, you can bring them into your sales funnel. Okay, you can bring them into your sales funnel, and your sales funnel will do the selling. Okay, so you have to bring them into your sales funnel. In your sales funnel, maybe you will have a webinar, maybe you have an auto webinar, maybe you have a video, maybe you have a course, maybe you have an email sequence, whatever it could be that will sell those things, that sell your products to those people. But you have to bring them into your funnel. So this is the thing. By this time, when you have your Dream 100 list ready, you have your story ready, and you are started throwing the hooks to the people to get their attention, and you are now telling the story. So already you have the attention of the people. People are listening to you because you are sharing story. They are feeling connected. They have some trust on you. So you can invite them to your sales funnel. You can offer, means you need to make an offer. Just make an offer so that you can bring them into your sales funnel. And then in the last step, what you are going to do, you are going to just own that traffic and follow up with them. Okay, this is the last step. So what does it mean? It means that when you throw the hooks, and when people come into your sales funnel, you will capture their data and you will follow up with them, so that you can sell them in future as well. Okay, you will get their email address, you will get their phone numbers, and then you will follow up with them so that you can sell all your products to them. And this is how you will have the business where you will have the customers who are very targeted, and the customers who want a solution, and you have the who want the solution of a problem, and you are the solution provider. You have the solution, and this is what you are going to do. You are going to just solve that problem, okay, with the help of your offer, with the help of your product, okay. And you will have these people are actually trust you, because you are telling the stories to them, you are adding value to them, okay. And yes, you are also going to capture their data, because you have your sales funnel ready. So your sales funnel is going to capture their data, and then you will have you are going to follow up with them, and you are going to sell your stuff. So in this way, you can have a business which will be a long-term sustainable business, and you can run it a very, very long period of time, and you can actually then scale it. For scaling, you need you can run ads on different platforms. You can the revenue that you are generating, you can invest more into your business to make it to actually scale it. So there are so many things that could be done in future, but these are the things that these are the steps that you need to follow in the beginning if you are just starting out, and it will help you to scale your business. You start and scale your business to a very good level where you can actually become free, and you can think about how you can bring it to the next level. So I think that you found that today's episode super valuable, because I have literally shared the golden nuggets, the things that if you follow, you are definitely going to see the change in your life and in your business. So let me know, what do you think about today's episode? If you find that today's episode valuable, just share it with your friends, with your family, whatever you think that this episode could be useful, just share it. And if you are listening in Spotify or any other platform, just follow this podcast, follow it, and also take the screenshot of my podcast and share it in your Instagram story. So my Instagram handle is @RapRishabJain, that is @RapRishabJain. So just go and share it on your Instagram story and tag me there. I have already shared my Instagram handle, so just go and tag me in your Instagram story with the screenshot, and I will also reshare your story, and I will also happy to talk to you there on the DM. So that's all for today's episode, guys. I hope that you will start taking action, and you will start your business very soon by following these steps that I have just shared with you. So that's all for today's episode, guys. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay awesome, stay blessed. Thank you.